Hey everyone, it's Bill. Hello to all our Patreon supporters at Riff Tracks. Hope you're doing well during this weird time of pandemic. We're still, I guess, in the early stages of it. So I know I join my Riff Tracks colleagues in wishing you all good health and safety through the whole crazy mess. So if you're up for a little discussion about stuff that is related to plagues and pandemics and such, here's your place to do it. If that makes you squeamish, if that is not kind of, is like the exact opposite of what you're in the mood for right now, then bail out right now. I'm just going to talk about a couple of things because I don't know. I am weird, and maybe I'm weird. Maybe this is a lot of people's reaction. I like to go right to the heart of it, and you know, besides reading probably too much about the particulars of the COVID-19 thing, I've also been just kind of looking at stuff that I have watched or read in the past about this subject. And there's a couple of movies that come to mind right away. I mean, I know there's a lot of them out there, but there's three adaptations of the book I Am Legend, one of which we did for Riff Tracks, the 2017 Will Smith version of that book. But there's two others. One is this 1964 Last Man on Earth, starring Vincent Price. You know, when you think of that same character, you think Vincent Price and Will Smith, of course. And then probably the weirdest one was 1971, a movie starring Charlton Heston called The Omega Man. And they all have different takes on what is really an adaptation of the same book. The survivor of a bio weapon plague, basically. Besieged by, I don't know, something between zombies and vampires or mutants, depending on how they're portrayed. So there's that. That's always fun. There's the movie Contagion, which is from sometime, I think, 2010 or 11 or so, which is one of those movies like, I'm trying to think, that bad Oscar winner, which I can't remember the name of right now, but it's like one of those many people in the cast, and they all have different parts of the story. Contagion is just sort of follows the chain of an outbreak like this. There's no zombies in it per se, but it's pretty bleak, like all these movies are. The one thing I like about Contagion, though, is that it posits, this is a spoiler alert, by the way, that the plague started with Gwyneth Paltrow, which feels really right on to me. I mean, if there's going to be a ground zero for the next plague, it'll probably be goop related. Anyway, combination of Gwyneth Paltrow and a bat and a pig and a piece of banana, I think, is the ingredients that wipes out a good deal of humanity. And then last but not least, the probably what a lot of you either grew up watching or know very well, the Stephen King book The Stand. I just went through the miniseries. It's from 1994, so it's really pretty far back there now. And man, in my opinion, this is just me, does not hold up very well. It really looks like a TV movie more than I remembered it. There's some really good actors in it. Gary Sinise is kind of the lead, and he's kind of perfect in the part. He's just this guy from Texas who's just this average Joe who gets caught up in it and becomes kind of a leader of the surviving humanity. And Jamie Sheridan, who is just a little name drop here. He's an actor I happen to know, or used to know a little better. Plays Randall Flagg, the bad guy, and I think he's really good in it. Then there are also a whole bunch of other people, some of whom are still working, like Rob Lowe, who plays a deaf mute in really a dopey performance, in my opinion. Like, maybe not the greatest character, but also, like, yeah, he's just not good when he's stretching outside of anything but a smarmy yuppie, in my opinion. And then the whole bunch of people who were, like, TV and movie stars kind of in the 90s, who you almost forgot about, like Laura San Giacomo, who was, like, kind of a hot television and movie star for a while, hot in several aspects, I guess. And she's sort of I don't know how to explain it. If you've seen it, you know. And Molly Ringwald, who is kind of the heroine, I guess, in some ways. But a whole bunch of others, old-timers and everything. Pretty awkward movie, in my opinion. Pretty awkward series. It's about 5 to 6 hours long when you put it all together. But, you know, if you're up for some real apocalyptic Book of Revelation stuff, that might be your thing. This is getting kind of long, but I wanted to mention one more thing. It's a book that I just finished, which some of you may have read or may be aware of, and I won't, you know, this will probably be some degree of spoiler, although I probably shouldn't get into it too much. And that is a relatively new book, just like released this year, called Wanderers by author Chuck Wendig, which I just finished. It's about 800 pages, so it's quite an investment of time. But I thought it was really great. Obviously owes a debt to The Stand, makes reference to it at least once. The characters are kind of self-aware about their pop culture, but it has a very different approach to the whole thing. But it's equally bleak in its own way. But this is sort of like an updated version of The Stand. Very smart, very canny, uses a lot of stuff that is quite contemporary, like social media and stuff like that. So I highly recommend it if you are into that kind of thing. But then again, if you don't, you know, if the idea of reading about this stuff in a fictional way gets you, you know, creeps you out, I would avoid it all like the plague. But for me, it's almost a relief because they're like, okay, well, it's not as bad as that. And even if it gets pretty bleak, it will not be as bad as that. That's how my twisted mind works. So anyway, that's my little plague pandemic roundup. I hope you all continue to have good health and that this doesn't get to you too much. I know it's going to be a challenge. It already is a little bit, just speaking for me and my family and friends and all that. It's all the things that are suddenly canceled and cut off feels bad. I hope that is the least of our problems, but just know that your friends here at Riff Tracks are thinking about you and wishing you well, and we hope to be on the other side of this pretty soon, and sending you all our best. Okay, take care. Bye.